This is Ozarks at Large. Late last month, a coalition of organizations, locally and nationally, spent some time explaining an income tax credit for many low-income families called the Earned Income Tax Credit, or EITC. The United Way of Northwest Arkansas organized a local event in Springdale.
The United Way of Northwest Arkansas is honored to have been selected as one of 96 United Way-led tax initiatives nationwide this year through the grant provided by the Walmart Foundation and their partnerships with One Economy and the National Disability Institute.
That's Rachel Osborne from the United Way of Northwest Arkansas. The organization is using the grant money from the Walmart Foundation to spread the word about the Earned Income Tax Credit. The federal tax credit was created in 1975 for low to moderate income households. Karen O'Neill, with the IRS, says it was intended to supplement wages and make work more attractive than federal assistance programs.
As a result of the increases in the Earned Income Tax Credit over the years, it is now the largest federal program targeting the working poor. And last year, more than 26 million families in the country received over $59 billion of Earned Income Tax Credits. And that resulted in lifting over 6.6 million individuals out of poverty.
Karen O'Neill says the money from correctly filing for an EITC can be the single largest amount of money a family receives at one point during a year. The money can mean a down payment for a house or money for college tuition. Last year in Arkansas, more than 314,000 families received the Earned Income Tax Credit, which the IRS says was worth more than $739 million to the state. Again, Karen O'Neill with the IRS.
Families now with three children can receive up to $5,666 in Earned Income Tax Credit, and individuals who or families that do not have children that are low-income workers, such as those with disabilities, are eligible to receive up to $457.
But not every family eligible seeks the tax credit. This year, the United Way in Northwest Arkansas is trying to create more awareness. Last month, the Walmart Foundation gave the United Way that $15,000 check to help that happen. The Internal Revenue Service estimates that while 80% of Arkansans eligible for the EITC file, simply a 5% increase in eligible families getting the credit in every Arkansas county would be worth $24 million more to the state. One way to get some of that 20% not filing for the credit to do so begins with volunteer tax preparers. Mike Rada is the district coordinator in AARP's efforts to provide free tax preparation.
In some ways, it's a real ministry. We have, I've had recent widows come in with tears in their eyes and a shoebox full of receipts. And they say, my husband did these returns for all the years. I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's nice to put your arm around her and say, we'll take care of you. And by the end of the day, they're smiling and relieved, and we've taken care of them. So in a way, it's a ministry, and people are very appreciative for what we do.
He says the AARP will have five locations in Northwest Arkansas this year: Berryville, Fayetteville, Holiday Island, Rogers, and West Fork. The all-volunteer service can only operate as many locations as there are qualified people to run them. Other services, like the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, or VITA, can help prepare returns for free. And advocates for the Earned Income Tax Credit say there is another hurdle. They say too many eligible applicants seek a refund anticipation loan because they're promised their money sooner, though the loan ends up costing an applicant some of their refund. Jennifer Ligori is the program director at Northwest Arkansas Tax Center, an IRS-certified VITA free tax assistance site in Springdale. She says many of the services that offer refund anticipation loans can't deliver money much faster, if at all, than VITA-certified free services.
Currently, because the debt indicator has been taken off by the IRS, they often can't get it any faster by the pay preparers, and then we can. However, sometimes the advertising is misleading. So they are sucked in to going down the street from where we are and end up not getting their refund any faster. And then, of course, they pay the fee.
IRS research indicates in 2008, about half of Arkansas's low-income families paid to have their taxes prepared, and about half of those families applied for a refund anticipation loan. To help answer potential questions about taxes and tax preparation, Rachel Osborne of the United Way of Northwest Arkansas says the agency is directing questions to its free 211 service.
For any taxpayer who's interested in the services, whether it's to set up an appointment or just understand more about their resources, they can call 211, and we offer bilingual services in English and Spanish. So it works really well this year to just have a one-stop place for people to go.
And in an effort to make applying for an earned income tax credit even easier, One Economy has developed an application for smartphones. Whatever the method for applying for the earned income tax credit, figures from the IRS show the money for counties in this region are substantial. The latest numbers from the IRS indicate that filers in Washington, Benton, Madison, and Carroll counties combined received more than $72 million in EITC returns. And qualifiers for the tax credit in Sebastian, Crawford, Franklin, Johnson counties received nearly $49 million combined. For more information about the United Way of Northwest Arkansas's efforts to increase awareness about the earned income tax credits, UnitedWayNWA.org. For more information about the AARP's local free tax preparation locations, you can go to AARP.org and put tax help into the site's search engine. And for more information about the Northwest Arkansas Tax Center, that website is NWATaxCenter.org. This is Ozarks at Large.